This is One Bite is Everything. It's the podcast that presents you with new ways of thinking about life's critical issues. Really, we start at the center of your plate and we go to the world, one bite at a time. The food on your plate, it got there through 1,000 decisions or more. Here on One Bite is Everything, we unpack those decisions and connect them to your personal health, your family health, the environment, your community, and our economy. We start at that plate and we take a bite and we move outward. I am your host, Dana DePrima, and today I thought that I would give you a little bit of context for One Bite is Everything and the incredible universe that it lives in. In 2019, I started this podcast as the Talk Farm to Me podcast, really highlighting what our farmers are doing, how they're doing it, their lives, and all of the components that go into creating our food and our fuel and our fiber. And that podcast really opened my eyes to the fact that we as a society don't see farmers for what they do and the solutions that they offer to some of our most critical issues. And that is definitely connected to our health, to the health of our environment, to the vibrancy of our local communities, and to our economy, locally, regionally, nationally, even globally. As I was interviewing all of these farmers and continuing to talk with them through more than 50 episodes from all across the country, just interesting first-time farmers, multi-generational farmers, famous farmers, unknown farmers, I realized that it was important that I stand in the gap between our farmers, who are less than 2% of our population, and the 98% of us who don't farm but benefit from farmers. I started the Four Farmers Movement to support American farmers by telling their stories, by dispelling myths, and by providing direct support to especially our small and mid-sized farmers. Some of the accomplishments over the last couple of years with the Four Farmers Movement are that we have awarded 78 farmer grants in 39 states. We've had nominations for those grants, which is a critical part of the grants program, is that you nominate your farmers. We had nominations in all 50 states. We've had a farmer thank you program that's also run nationally that connects you with farmers via thank you emails and real life postcards that come in their mailboxes, as well as care packages. The other part of the Four Farmers Movement is dispelling myths and sharing these farmer stories daily on social media. I'm on XOXO Farm Girl on Instagram and even on Pinterest at Four Farmers Movement to really try to reach new people to help them understand some of these hardships in 30 seconds or less. Also weekly on a blog on the Four Farmers Movement website, fourfarmersmovement.com, podcast episodes here, weekly YouTube shorts for each of the One Bite is Everything episodes. I write a weekly letter to subscribers. It's not really a newsletter, but more of a letter just about what's going on in the world, about what's going on with One Bite is Everything and the Four Farmers Movement, because we have a lot of special campaigns that happen throughout the year. In addition to the thank you campaign and the grants program that I mentioned, we've had local food challenges, really getting people to open their eyes about what's in their refrigerators and pantries and figuring out how they can connect more locally and what the benefits of that are. I have the Ultimate Farmers Market Guide, which is 35 pages of highlights of how to connect better at your farmers market, how to get to know your farmers, how to understand some of the things you need to know to max out your prowess at the farmers market, activities for kids so you can engage your children or grandchildren in going to the farmers market with you, or even engaging with them before you go to the farmers market. I have a really exciting upcoming project with chefs that I'm very excited about. And then every year we have in-person dinners and other events to support farmer grants. And those farmer grants are really the central part of the Four Farmers Movement, I would say. They are small grants, and I can't think of anyone who knows how to stretch a dollar farther than a farmer. So we give small grants, and the impact is really essential. And I share some of those impacts both on social media as well as those farmer stories, but also in the blog. You get to meet a lot of those farmers in the podcast. On the daily, the movement centers around small actions that have a big impact. I don't want you to put your life on hold and dedicate everything that you do to supporting farmers, but I do feel very strongly that there's an opportunity for you to take a small action in your daily life that connects you closer to farmers. And one way to do that is to listen to this podcast, to share it with your friends, to review it so that others can find it. This is a great way, really, to understand what's going on in the world through the lens of farmers and other sort of agricultural experts. Let's get closer to our food and understand that at the center of that plate, those thousands and thousands of decisions, some of them good and some of them bad, how we can make them better and how we can take our proper role in making sure that our food supply is secure, healthy, and doing great things in the world, in addition to providing us with food, fortifying our economy, our communities, and our environment. Some of the other small ways, the small actions that you can take that have a big impact are joining the movement, just signing up to join the movement and to support it and to understand what's happening in it. You can donate a dollar. I think that's really part of the spirit of the Four Farmers movement is you donate $1 because everybody can. What if 1 million people donated a dollar to the Four Farmers movement? We would have $1 million, and that small action would have a huge impact. Would I take $1 million from one person? Absolutely. But I really think the spirit is that we can all do our part with one single dollar. And I run a $1 donation campaign periodically throughout the year. Starting in February on Valentine's Day, we start celebrating our farmers by thanking them. And that runs through March 19th, which is National Ag Day. And we just celebrate farmers that way. So we send a thank you to farmers. I have heard from so many farmers that, gosh, thank you goes such a long way. So that's a really important part of the Four Farmers movement. In the fall, on National Farmers Day, October 12th, every year, you can nominate a farmer for a grant. And that farmer, whether they get the grant or not, even if they don't apply for the grant ultimately, they feel so good and so seen that you have nominated them. That's just a huge part of the movement. You can vote for our farmer in our People's Choice Awards. That happens in March. It's pretty fun. It happens on social media, and the winners of the People's Choice Award get a grant. Very exciting. Always looking for creative ways to support farmers. And then also, you can subscribe to the weekly letter that I put out, and that will keep you really informed about what's happening in 600 words or less. So I'm so happy you're here. It's really all about you because that one bite that you take off the center of your plate has an impact not only on the world, but on you directly, on your health, on the planet that you're trying to support. I know that we all care about the planet, regardless of how we approach it. And this is a really great way to do that. Fortifying your community locally. If you have a local farmer in your community, the money that you spend with that local farmer circulates in your community 7 times or more, really supporting your community. And I think across the country, we really want our urban and rural communities to be a little bit closer together in terms of economic viability. And we want all of our communities to thrive. So that's another part of it. I hope that you will listen to and share One Bite is Everything. The first episode came out last week, and it's really an amazing connection with a farmer from Maryland who is a consultant by day and a farmer basically every other moment in the 24 hours that she has, really supporting her local community and combating food deserts and promoting food justice. And I think that's something that we can all really relate to. We all want access to healthy, affordable food. And the episodes that are coming are a range of bites. Some will focus on community, some will focus on our economy, some will focus on our health, some will focus on the environment, and all of them will include solutions for the future. One bite is everything, from the center of your plate to the world. It's the podcast that presents you with new ways of thinking about life's critical issues, your health, the environment, your community, and our economy. I am your host, Dana DePrima. Stay tuned for weekly episodes that air each Thursday, and please give it a 5-star rating wherever you get your podcasts, write a review, and I will share it with the world. And if you could do one more thing to support the Four Farmers Movement, go to fourfarmersmovement.com and just join. All it takes is that small action, and you'll be connected to the entire universe of what's happening with the Four Farmers Movement. You can participate wherever it's comfortable for you, and I look forward to seeing you there. Thanks so much for being here. I look forward to hanging out with you here on One Bite Is Everything next week.